The U.S. is one of a few countries that doesn't guarantee paid maternity leave. California's Family Leave Act is a step ahead in that department by giving all parents the right to some time off, but it's complicated. What we have now is a patchwork of different federal and state regulations that dictates who gets to take time off work to be home with the kids and how to do that. Combined, there are at least 6 different laws that new parents should know about when it comes to taking time off with their babies. More parents than ever are able to spend time with their newborns because of paid family leave. At the same time, statistics show low-income parents are less likely to do that, and many more don't even know about their rights. KLW's Lisa Bartfy tells us more.
All right, now the bath is ready. Let's go.
7 o'clock is bath time for 14-month-old Ryan. His dad, David Lee, gently washes his hair.
Ryan, you stuck food in your hair, so we have to wash it. Sorry.
Lee and his wife are friends of mine, and watching these two working parents struggle to stay financially afloat and spend time with their baby made me wonder how they do it all.
Just don't drink your bath water.
Lee, who didn't want to use his real name for fear of offending his former employer, was working at Google when he became a dad. The company is known for having excellent parental benefits, but that didn't help Lee when he wanted to be home with his baby.
I was a contractor at Google, so I had no paternity leave at all.
To be included under the federal work protection laws, you have to have been an employee for at least a year. Although Lee worked at Google for over 2 years, his contract was only for 9 months at a time.
But, you know, I really wanted to stay home with my son. Family is always more important to me. A job is a job. You can move around. Even you can switch careers if you wanted to.
There still aren't that many men who take parental leave, so if your employer doesn't spell it out for you, there's no clear path to follow. But luckily, another dad at Google helped Lee figure out that he could get 4 weeks of paid leave.
He was in a desk right next to mine, so we talked about it.
Lee's friend told him about California's paid family leave program, which gives new parents up to 6 weeks of partial pay, as much as 55% of weekly wages, to bond with their babies. This gets paid through the EDD, Employment Development Department. So no matter where you work, you're still eligible for that money.
I had originally thought I wasn't really eligible for anything.
Lee's wife, Emily Yip, works as a lawyer at a small practice in San Francisco. She also wasn't clear on what kind of parental leave she could get. So she asked around at work and ended up finding someone in the payroll department who could answer her questions.
She looked through the manual, which I did not have, and she said, oh, yes, you do get 3 weeks of paid leave from the firm. So, I mean, that's something that I probably wouldn't have known about unless I had asked. And no one would have known to give it to me unless I had asked.
Yip was able to cobble together 11 to 12 weeks of some paid leave. She took out sick days and vacation days on top of the 3 weeks her firm offered. It was only later that she realized she could have had 2 more weeks of paid leave.
You know, I usually am pretty good at reading forms and information and gleaning what I need to from it, but I just, you know, it just wasn't said in plain English.
Yip practices family law. It's her job to make sense of forms and rules like this. If they're hard for her to understand, then they're completely illegible for many other parents, if they even know about them. I meet Sandra Ruiz at Bananas, a child care resource center in Oakland.
Oh, is that baby clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, we're in the big kids' clothes then.
She's looking through some used baby clothes for her 4-month-old daughter in their on-site boutique. A lot of the families that come here are low income and struggling to make ends meet after having kids.
Well, I did have a stable job, and then I got pregnant, so I had to leave. I was really nauseous. I couldn't stand the smell of the food since I worked in a fast food place.
But Ruiz didn't have to quit just because of morning sickness. Most Californians pay into the state disability insurance, and that makes them eligible for time off before and after the birth of a baby. This is an important part of the Family Leave Act, but people just don't know about it. Reese stays at home with her daughter now, while her boyfriend works at the glass shop. She would like to work. She's always earned her own money, but she says it's hard.
What makes it hard?
Trying to have someone to look after my baby, somebody I could trust, and being able to afford a babysitter.
Her boyfriend would love to spend more time at home with the baby.
But it's like he wants to be there more than just the weekends. Sometimes he calls in so he could, you know, spend time with us, but it's like a once a month thing.
But Reese's boyfriend can't be with the baby unless he gets paid time off work.
She runs through formula, diapers, baby wipes really quick. And she's growing at a really quick rate, so it's like all this baby clothes, it's going out the door, and it's not much coming in.
So they're stuck in a situation where Reese can't work at all, and her boyfriend works too much. And they're still struggling financially.
I think that the reality for most two-parent households is that both need to work. Certainly single parents, they're the only income, so that's a requirement. It's just a fact of life.
Judy Krigge is the program director at Bananas. She says out of all the families she works with, very few are taking the family leave that they're entitled to.
Very rarely occasions when it comes to a family emergency, usually a medical emergency.
Krigge blames this on some deeply ingrained cultural ideals.
There's this kind of pull yourself up by your bootstrap mentality in our not just our state, but as a country as a whole. So I think there's just a lot of negative associations with families taking advantage of a benefit that they actually have the right to.
These negative associations are nothing new, according to Caroline Fredrickson, lawyer and author of Under the Bus, How Working Women Are Being Run Over. And she says that makes it difficult for many parents.
You know, been very reluctant to think about universal solutions to what are really universal problems. And instead, you know, each individual woman is supposed to struggle herself to figure out how to deal with what every other woman practically, and man too, is dealing with around her, which is, how do I make sure that I have enough time for my family and I earn enough money to support them?
Fredrickson says the state needs to do a better job of informing workers.
And, you know, and the other piece is that, you know, in the United States, it's not a given and that workers would have what is a right in virtually every other country in the world, which is to some kind of paid family leave. And so I think, unfortunately, people's basic assumption is they shouldn't look for it because it's most likely not there.
Many jobs these days don't come with the benefits or protections that most people might expect. There's been an outrage recently about Uber and Lyft drivers who are considered contractors and don't get things like sick days. But Fredrickson says this is nothing new.
This is an old song that has been sung for a long time, but it has particularly afflicted low-wage workers and very much low-wage women workers.
Fredrickson calls the U.S. a nation of contingency, as more contingent workers get into contingent situations, always on the edge of disaster.
And in fact, having a child is one of the things that's most associated with a plunge into deep poverty. As it is now, it's a risky economic proposition for people who are already struggling to think about having a family.
It's a risky proposition even for people up the income ladder, people like my friends Emily Yip and David Lee.
Okay. Let's get you dry.
Bath time is over for baby Ryan, and Lee and his wife are putting him to bed. Lee wants to make sure that he can do that every night. With or without pay, staying at home with his son was something Lee felt like he had to do.
Not had to do as in, you know, some sort of societal obligation, but just for myself, I wanted to bond with my son. In my own case, my parents left me when I was very young, I think at 8 months old.
Lee's parents left him in China, where his grandparents took care of him. He says he didn't get to know his parents until the age of 6, and he wanted a different experience with his own son.
So it was very important that I, you know, got to take care of him while he's young. You know, they're not that age forever. And just watch him grow up. So I stayed home.
Staying home with a new baby is a rare privilege for many parents these days. But maybe it shouldn't be. Spending time together in those first months is important for the well-being of both parents and kids. California's paid family leave policy is starting to address that, but a lot of families are still falling through the cracks. For Cross Currents, I'm Lisa Bartfight.